Hi, what is your first name?
My name's Alexis.
And what are some challenges that you feel students of color might face at Cal State Fullerton?
I feel like a majority of students are going to be first-generation students. So compared to the continuing generation students, they might feel like they're at a disadvantage, especially because they don't have access to the resources that the other students have access to, and they don't have like that guidance. So I feel like being able to have access to those won't make them feel like, oh, I'm far behind, or they might not have regrets later on, because I know a lot of students now, like looking back on it, their freshman year or something, they're going to be like, oh, I should have done this earlier. I should have started doing this at that time instead of thinking about it so late. And I feel like I have some of those regrets too, but I don't want to be hard on myself and say like, oh, it's because of me. It's like, no, it's because I wasn't sure about the process of like doing these things.
And if you were to complete the statement, I am not, how would you complete this statement?
I am not quiet.
And what would be important for others to know about this?
I feel like the stereotype for Latina women are going to be that they're quiet and submissive. Like they'll know their place is to be like at home or something. But I don't think I'm like that, especially because I've grown up with really supporting parents who have taught me like to stand up for myself. And especially recently, I feel like I've been doing that a lot lately. And so I feel like more confident and proud of myself for doing this. And I feel like it also gives me the confidence to do it for other people as well.
And if you were to complete the statement, I am, how would you complete this statement?
I am family oriented.
And what would be important for others to know about this?
I grew up with six other siblings, so I have two older siblings, a brother and a sister, and then the rest are going to be younger than me. So I feel like a lot of the time it's going to be chaotic at home, which it is, but I feel like they also support me a lot, and I love the support that I get from them, and it lets me continue to be able to continue what I've been doing. So I feel like family is a really big part of who I am.
And in your work as an undergraduate course assistant, you've had an opportunity to review the students' research, narratives, and illustrations. What has stood out to you or inspired you as a result?
What stood out to me is how aware these students are about the hate crimes going on and how they feel like they might be affected because people in their community are also being targeted. And sometimes it'll be someone close in age, and it just like kind of sets in this can potentially happen to me. So hearing about how they're affected by this and how they feel about their community going through these things has really been eye-opening, because I'm not as aware as I hope to be, especially when it's in regards to different ethnicities. So
great. Thank you so much.